One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, let me show you something. How many of you remember Jesus was 30 years old as a man before he received the Holy Ghost? You remember that? Come on, talk to me. All right. Now, the Holy Ghost came upon him to unction him, anoint him for the work of the ministry. And he did not perform miracles, as we know, until the Holy Spirit came upon him. All right? He did not teach about the kingdom until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Now look at this. When the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, a significant thing happened. I'd like to show it to you. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3. Have you seen it? So Matthew chapter 3. I want you all to read verse 17. All right. I don't know what you said. Want to go? And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I want you to notice something. Check it very carefully. A voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son. He uses a Greek word here to let us know what he's talking about. The word he uses is huios. Now, huios, H-U-I-O-S. It's pronounced H-W-E-E-O-S. Praise God. Okay. He uses the word hears. Now, that word refers to a son, not an offspring, but a son that you brought up. Are you listening? Okay. Let me take you to another area where you can distinguish between this very, very clearly. Romans chapter 8. Book of Romans, chapter number 8. Have you seen it? From verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, stop. How many of you know that not every Christian is led by the Spirit of God? Somebody said, whatever I do is of the Spirit, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No, that's not what he's talking about. He uses the word heals for sons. Now, I'll explain that to you in a moment. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the heirs of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Then it says, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, another version uses the word sons of God. But this time, he doesn't use the word heirs. He says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the technon of God. Now, technon means offspring. One to whom you gave birth. So, the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit that I'm born of God. I'm a child of God. I'm the technon of God. Are you still there? Are you sure you're there? Are you sure you heard what I said? All right, go to 1st Epistle of St. John. First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 3, beginning from verse 1, says, Behold what manner of love the Father, he says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. He uses the word technon. We should be called the technon of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. The world doesn't recognize us because it didn't recognize him. He came unto his own received him not. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It knew him not then, it knows us not now. Now he says, beloved, verse 2, now are we the technon of God. Now. So when you're born again, you are instantly the offspring of God. You're not going to be the offspring of God. You are the offspring of God. The word is technon. Now are we the sons of God, the technon of God, the offspring of God. We have been reproduced by God, recreated of God, born of God. Like it says in James chapter 1 verse 18, of his own will begat he us. By the word of truth, he gave birth to us. His spirit gave birth to us. So we are not legally children of God. We are vitally children of God. See, the born again phenomenon is not just a word in the Bible. It is an actual reality. It is something that really transpired. In the realm of the spirit, you were born of God by the Spirit of God. That's why he uses the word technon, to let you know you proceeded from God. You came from him. That's why he says, ye are of God, little children. And that doesn't mean you belong to him or you are on his side. It means you hail from God. Oh boy. That means he is your origin. Not by way of creation, but by way of birth. Being born again, not of corruptible seeds. That means not of corruptible sperm, but of incorruptible. Then it says, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. But now it talks about Jesus and it says, this is my beloved, hear us. And it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the hearers of God. What is he talking about? So thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo-hoo. Galatians chapter 6. I read something to you in Galatians, right? All right, let's look at it again. Verse 3 now. Even so, when we were children, and you know what? This time, the word children is not as we saw in Romans 8:14, all right, or verse 16, all right, it's not the same. Where it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God or the children of God. There, he used hewers. Okay, then later in 16th verse, where we were reading, and he said, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the technon of God, children of God. In this place where it says children, when we were children, he doesn't use the same word, technon. Because this time it's not talking about when we were offsprings. No, because when you're an offspring, you're always offspring. You don't grow out of it. But this time it's talking about a stage of development. So he uses the words nepios. All right? Relax. There's a reason for understanding the differences. Okay? He uses a different word here to let us know he is dealing with a class, a state. Okay? A stage of growth. When we were children. Let's read it. So it says, even so, verse 3, when we were nepios, children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Did you hear what he just said? Paul says, when we were children, nepios, children, babes, he says, we were in bondage to the elements of this world. We were influenced. When we drank water, we had a running stomach because it had some impurities. You understand what he's talking about now? Then you said, I don't know what I ate. I've been going to the toilet. I ate something. Yes, because you're a babe. You get it now? He says, when we... Hey, come on, follow me now. Can you see this? Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.